A very good evening, Zimbabwe. My name is Gibbs Dube. I am in Maryland, and this is Live Talk. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. And tonight we're going to be speaking about Africa Day during COVID-19. What does it mean, and how are you celebrating it today under the lockdowns? We know the world is shut right now, as you know, the pandemic continues to sweep around the world and Zimbabwe.
Yes, Marvelous, as we speak right now, we know that there are roughly about 5,428,605 cases of coronavirus COVID-19 in the world. And out of these, we know that 345,375 have actually died. So we've got some recoveries that are over 2 million already. And then in USA, there are 1,643,499 people that have actually succumbed, that have actually contracted the disease. And then out of these people, there are 97,722 that have actually died. In Zimbabwe, there are 56 cases. And then out of these, 25 have recovered, and there are 4 deaths. And Zimbabwe has actually conducted 37,039 tests. You know, it seems that it's not doing too well, but they're trying their best maybe to do what they can. And we see that at the end of the day, we know that today is Africa Day. So now, Marvelous, over to you.
Today is Africa Day, but Africa Day is being celebrated under very strenuous conditions where the world is observing, you know, the effects of COVID-19. Saka kunewa vashango vakupinda mchirongwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nasi izuva reAfrica, rinozikanwa nezita rekuti Africa Day. Asi vanhu vari kupemberera zuva iri vari pasi pedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19, icho chatekeshera pasi rose. Pari zvino munyika muZimbabwe, totanga nemuZimbabwe, mune vanhu 56 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi. 4 vave vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya, kana kuti vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve tinotarisa kuti pari zvino pasi rose riri kutarisana nechirwere ichi, uyezve nyika dzakawanda pari zvino dzakatowanikwa idzo chiita se dzichivhara nyika dzavo. Panguva iyo nyika dzemuAfrica dziri kuwanikwa nhasi, zuva ranhasi, dziri kupemberera zuva reAfrica Day. Asi zuva iri riri kurangarirwa vanhu vachishushikana kuti voita sei nedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Usichange tiine vana mazvikokota ipo pano vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuzviona sei zviri kuitika padambudziko irori recovid-19. Imo muno muAmerica nhasi iholiday. Tingati vanoiti iro zuva Memorial Day, zuva remagamba, imo muno muAfrica, muAmerica mandiri muWashington DC pari zvino. Asi pasi rose pari zvino vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus vanosvika ivo 5.4 million. Vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vanosvika ivo 345,000. Imo muno muWashington DC mune 8,110 vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi, 432 vavo vachishaya. Muno muAmerica mandinogara, asi pari zvino ndiri muWashington DC, mune vanhu 1.6 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, 97,000 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Saka tiri kutarisa zvese zvedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus, asi zvakare tisingakanganwi kuti zuva ranhasi izuva reAfrica Day, zuva rekurangarira nyika yeAfrica. Zvakawanda zviri kuitika muAfrica pari zvino. Tine African Union pari zvino nhasi vatori nehurukuro dzavari kuita ivo, mavirtual town halls avari kuita kuti vaedze kutsanangura kune vanhu mabasa anoitwa negungano irori reAfrican Union. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa pazuva ranhasi kuti zvakamira sei kwamuri ikoko, uyezve pazuva iro rino reholiday kana kuti rezororo reAfrica Day muri kuitei kwamuri ikoko, uyezve kwakamira sei. Uyezve tinokuyeuchidzai kuti pari zvino tiri kutefenyura tiri kumba, uyezve chirongwa ichi chiri pre-recorded, zvinoreva kuti muchachiona munguva inotevera. Saka panguva yamuchaona nhamba dzedu kana kuti mafigures edu anogona kunge asanduka nekuti vanhu vari kushaya zuva nezuva. Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo ke uMavela siyakubeka ke esikhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi Africa Day sibili, iAfrica Day lusuku oluqakathekileyo kuzwekazi leAfrica. Labantu nje abahlala kwele Melika, abahlala kwamanye kwezindawo zomhlaba. So siyabona njalo ke ukuthi lo nyaka kulesihloko sendaba se-Africa Union esithi, se-Africa Day esithi the year of refugees, returnees, and internally displaced persons towards durable solutions to forced displacement in Africa. So we also see that the Africa Union has actually come out with certain programs, and one of the programs is the Agenda 2063, in which it is Africa's blueprint and master plan, you know, for transforming Africa into a global powerhouse of the future. So in a way, they've seen that they've actually gone past apartheid, they've gone past other kind of activities in Africa that have been, you know, that were actually tackled by the Organization of African Unity, and then now the African Union. So there are so many things that are taking place. And one of those is, you know, among the flagship projects, there's one which is called the Integrated High-Speed Train Network. Then the formulation of an African commodities strategy and the establishment of the African Continental Free Trade Area and several others that also include the African passport. Is it possible that Africa can have its own passport? And then silencing the guns by the year 2020. We know exactly what is going on right now. So and then the implementation of the Grand Inga Dam project and establishment of a single African air transport market. So there are so many of these things that the Africa Union is actually targeting it. But are they going to achieve this in the year 2063? Since we know that in 2020 they were saying they're going to silence the guns, but so many guns pointed all over the shore. And we see what is happening in Mozambique. There are some terrorists linked to ISIS that are actually killing people. And the SADC region has been trying to do something to actually tackle that other problem. So, Silas Tegel is to Esnenga Kul, Omunye Umama, Unkosazana, Angelas Tube, Ukonangalege, Kule Pilitane, Umatube, why is Patamanda, Sakulumente, Material South, Lapais Bambekona, a provincial administrator. Kuzokuyake Ubaba Uten Moyo, Uchalimana, Kumegitum Tinislalo, MTCT, North America, Kuzokuya Njalo, Umama Uchoniso Mpofu, Umampofu Yena, ungumongi njalo uyangena kuzumbangazwe wakwa contesta phela edale ukufuna ukuthi angene kudale leparliament. So singazi ukuthi uMampofu lokho efisa ukuthi ngawe uyakwenza lokho kube hatshi siloba njalo ke esilaye lapha ubaba uRegis Vusango webandla lezanu PF sizamfonela khona manje ukuze sizwe ukuthi uyangena kuhlelo kodwa ke siqalise udaba lwethu siqalise ngomama uMadube sizwe ukuthi kambe uthini ngakhona ukuke owe Africa Day, whether she's celebrating this day or not in Britain. Ms. Dube, welcome to the program. And what's your thoughts about Africa Day?
Yeah, I was going to say I think celebrating Africa Day to an extent, but I think it's more about reflecting about the Africa that I would have wanted or that we want. So we want an Africa which is the pride of all Africans and allows us as Africans to live there peacefully and to prosper and to bring up our children. Unfortunately, it is not the case. And there's a lot of Africans from all over Africa that are in different parts of the world, which is what we call diaspora. So we want, in reflecting about the Africa that we want, I think we want to think about basic things like needs, our basic needs being met. Africa is still struggling with the water, despite that we have water sources, we could have water sources. There's still issues around water. There's also still issues around poverty, around hunger, around disease. And while we are actually gripped with talking about coronavirus here, I think in Africa, what is also more real is the issue of people having no food or little food or non-nutritious varied food and people having clean, safe drinking water and people being healthy and people having adequate shelter. So those are the big things that we would want in Africa. That would be my first narrative. And unfortunately, we are not there. And in my reflections, I also am of the view that we are going backwards. rather than going forward in terms of development. And that is mostly because of the way we are governed. We are talking about apartheid having been abolished, but I think we are talking about the racial apartheid. However, in Africa, apartheid is mutated itself, and there is a tribal apartheid. So some tribes are better than others. Some tribes have more resources than others. Some tribes have access to resources and privilege compared to others. The issue of oppression has still not gone. The issue of how we are governed as a democratic unit or as democratic units within Africa, that is still a big issue with, allegations of, are we actually having a fair one man, one vote? Are people able to actually vote the way that they want? Are people able to say, this is the government that we want, and if it's not working, what rights do they have? So in my view, things are not where we are. I know we have all these blueprints about in Africa, we are going to be doing this by 2063, because we have now shifted the goalposts. What happened to the agenda that we had, the Millennium Goals, for example? Have we taken stock of the Millennium Goals that we had as individual countries in Africa and as a continent?
Thank you so much, Matube. Let's bring in Marvelous. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Aha, kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutaura isu nhasi pamusoro pezuva reAfrica Day. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti zuva iri riri kurangarirwa panguva iyo pasi rose neZimbabwe vakatarisana nedambudziko reCOVID-19. Saka tine vana mazvikokota tichitaurawo zvine vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pasi rose tichinzwa kuti zuva iri vari kukuruongorora sei. Saka tine mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pano, muzvare Chioniso Mupofu, vanova ivo mukoti uyezve vakambenge vakawanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza kunzvimbo yechitungwiza vachida kuti vapinde ivo mukanzuro yechitungwiza ikoko. Saka tichange tiri kutaura navo kuti vari kuona sei zuva iri reAfrica Day. Vari muNew York umo pari zvino mune vazhinji nyanya zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Saka tichange tiri kungovabvunza kuti vari kubata sei mabasa avo vari kuNew York, uyezve zvii zvavari kusangana nazvo, uyezve kuti vari kurangarira sei zuva irori reAfrica Day, sezvo riri zuva rekurangarira nyaya dziri kuitika muAfrica. Tichitarisa isu kuti vazhinji sekutaura kuri kuita vanga vari kutaura pari zvino vanga vari kutaura izvo kuti iAfrica Day, asi pari zvino vazhinji vari kutarisana ivo nedambudziko rekushaya chikafu nemvura yakachena nezvimwe zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zviri kupiwa nehurumende zvakadai semagetsi, emvura yakachena nechikafu. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano tichitarisa isu kuti zvakamira sei. Saka ndichati Gibbs, if you can ask for me from Chioniso.
She has actually been cut off, so she's coming later, just within the next 5 minutes. So maybe we can proceed to Denmoyo. Denmoyo is around.
So if Denmoyo is around, we can just ask, how are you observing Africa Day, Denmoyo? We see there's a lot of conflict still going on in Africa. Also, this is under COVID-19. Can people really celebrate Africa Day today?
Okay, let's bring in Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Marvelous. We are celebrating Africa Day because the idea of its formation of the African Union was a very noble idea when it was created in 1963. We are now celebrating 67 years of it. The idea itself was very noble, but the actions that we have seen come out of the body in terms of bringing that unity that Africa needs is still very lacking. Like my sister alluded, we keep pushing the goalposts further and further. Now we have Agenda 2063. And when you look at this Agenda 2063 and you look at the people driving it, these are people that we don't expect to be alive in 2063. And I think it's about time that AU shifts focus, especially if they are looking at long-term goals. and put people there that will be directly impacted by those long-term goals when they occur. For instance, this Agenda 2063, or to eradicate poverty and create a unitary monetary system. These are things that the countries need to agree on, because I do not understand why it would be so difficult for Africa to help itself amongst the units that make Africa. The problem, though, is mostly political. The African Union has become an old boys' club where they defend each other, even though they are doing things that are detrimental to its core principles and values of ameliorating the people's lives in Africa, improving standards and development. But you find that politics comes in the way, because we have undemocratic systems throughout Africa. We have dictatorships throughout Africa. And the African Union doesn't stand up to reprimand those members who do not promote democracy and justice. In most cases, mm-hmm. there is no rule of law in various African countries. And we see these bodies, even SADC, failing to control their members and make sure that they speak truth to power. All those things are needed for this so-called dream of uniting Africa to actually come to fruition. We need people that are serious about the whole African affair, and people who are not just corrupt and greedy and benefiting from the system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Marvelous. I think Chioniso is around now, so maybe you can pose a question, then we'll bring her on board. Ms. Bofu,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, my question to her was just like, as a healthcare worker, how is she coping in New York during Africa Day? Does it mean the same being under these strenuous conditions of having to care for people that have COVID-19? And also just, you know, looking back at her run in Zimbabwe, trying to be an independent candidate, how was that like for her?
Okay, Ms. Mpofu, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, guys. I'm sorry I missed out a lot, because I couldn't hear anything. I was just hearing, seeing my lips moving, but I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, go ahead.
That question, Marvelous, about what I am doing or how I am coping today on Africa Unity Day, things have changed, and I should be smiling right now, because things have really changed. For example, today I went to work in the morning, got to work, and they told me they didn't need me at all because they didn't have a lot of cases. So I had to come back home, and I'm sitting in the hotel. I didn't have to work, which had never happened before. So it's showing that the numbers are coming down. Remember last time I told you we had three trucks, big trucks, those 18-wheeler trucks full of bodies. But when I checked this morning, there was nothing. All the trucks have been moved. So that's a thumbs up. It's really good. It's showing that figures are really going down. And I hope and pray it remains like that, because most places are opening up this weekend. Because I saw most beaches, they opened up. People are moving around. But to my surprise, most people are moving without masks. So I hope they are practicing safe distance, because if we get carried away and then just relax, we'll go back again to where we had those big numbers. But for as of now, it's really good. The numbers are really down. I'm not sure about the exact statistics, but as of my hospital where I'm working now, they sent me home to say, no, we don't need you today. Maybe come back tomorrow and we'll see, because they don't have enough patients.
Yeah, then in terms of the Africa Day, can you shift your camera so that we can see you? You're okay now. Just a bit again. Yes, stay there until we finish. So now, in terms of Africa Day, what's your take on the day? And you have moved again, so go back. Yeah? Okay, quiet, just like that.
I managed to hear what the previous speaker said, and I wouldn't agree with him more. That was, he said everything, and I agree with him on everything he said. That for anything to happen, these guys, when we look at why it was formed, and where we are today, it's a disgrace. It's a shame. I like the use of the word you said, old boys club.
Yes. And don't forget, Tony, so you've moved again. Get back again. Get back. Yes, now you're okay. Right? Yeah, that right there. Okay, that's quiet. 10 seconds.
Okay, so I agree with what you said, that I don't see the function. I don't see us moving any forward. They can stipulate things. They can put things on paper to say we want to do this by this year. But as long as we've got corruption amongst the African leaders, as long as they don't talk to each other, as long as they don't, we are not going anywhere. If they keep on patting each other's back, if somebody does something wrong, they go behind curtains and they what's the word to use in English? Kutsiurana. They do not tell each other that this is wrong. As long as they do not do that and they still corruption and they hide each other's corrupt activities, all these things they can write down, it will never happen. The first thing is for them to realize that if you're my brother's keeper, if I do wrong, then let me know. And I also do the same and let you know. And if somebody comes to fight you, I'll come and join to help you. But they don't do that. So Africa Day, I don't even understand why we have it, because it has shifted its purpose from the way, from the reasons it was started for. It has shifted. So I don't understand it.
Or maybe you can put that in Shona just briefly. I think Marvelous wants to hear that.
Okay, what I'm saying, Neshona, is kuti African unity, and chaoni purpose yayo, because as long as my leaders edu asina ku vachi supportana mwezvakaipa hapana kwatinoenda vangaita mabumbiro akadi kuti 2016 2063 we are going to do this, 2019 we are going to do this, as long as vasina kuita cap corruption kuti va limit corruption varegere corruption evil amongst themselves. But it's still run a pachao vega, a panaqua chukend, bumbanuida at Batir, a pancha no river. Just like my man, Krema, my organization, the same Africa, a pancha no batira.
Thank you so much, and hold on there. I'm now calling Regis Vusango. He's representing ZANU PF. He is in Canada. Say, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Dube. How are you?
No, very fine. So tell us about Africa Day, just briefly, from the ZANU PF perspective.
The ZANU-PF perspective, we are celebrating Africa Day, which was founded on 25th of May 1963 by our founding African fathers, the likes of Julius Nyerere, Kwame Nkrumah. Africa Day was brought about peace. African countries had to unite against colonialism and apartheid. And as we celebrate Africa Day, we are reminded of the struggle that we as Zimbabweans went through with the help that we got from our friends and our allies to fight colonialism. We are now a liberated country, but there are still some challenges. As of today, we are facing some challenges in the continent as well. Zimbabwe is very involved in everything that is happening, especially in the SADC community. We are facing some terrorism emanating from Mozambique, and we are very involved in the activities that are happening there as far as peace is concerned. We are also celebrating Africa Day on a bit of a dark day due to the COVID pandemic that has been havocing the whole world. But we want to thank God as we are still struggling. But without losing many lives, we've lost only 4 lives as compared to other nations. But we want to thank God that those that suffered the most in our country, some of them recovered. But we have some cases that are emanating, and we want to also believe that with the help that we have from other organizations and the government, we are doing as much as we can to avoid much spread of the COVID. So as ZANU-PF, we want to thank the community of Africa and SADC and also the Zimbabweans as we continue to commemorate a very important day to Zimbabwe, SADC and AU.
So now, speaking about, African unity and Agenda 2063, You think the African Union is going to achieve that, taking into account that there's a lot of conflicts, you know, in Africa, Zimbabwe included?
Yes, we, you know, agendas are priorities that we put forward ourselves to try to achieve them. And I hope and I believe Africa, with the help of Zimbabwe, we are going to at least achieve it. We don't achieve all of them. We will achieve some of the agenda. And we are doing this because we are working together as an entity, as a union, as Africa and also as SADC. So yes, we are pretty much sure that we are going to be able to achieve this by 2063.
Okay, hold on there. Let's go to Marvelous Mklanganya. Yeah, Marvelous, go ahead.
Yes, I was just there trying to find out if we could get hold of also MDC led by Nelson Chamisa to just also weigh in on what they think about Africa Day. So hopefully they'll be able to come on the show. But it's interesting to hear what Regis Vungano, the ZANU-PF member, North America, is saying about Africa Day. So maybe Nesho Navangata or Rutuvar Kutichi Panyayo Africa Day.
Yes, Sister Marvelous, yes, I'll respond to you on the 2063 agenda. Yes, I think it's Africa. We see kuti tikaita zvinotakabatana seAfrica zvino zvakawanda zvacho zvinobuda. Saka agenda yedu ya 2063 inobuda nokuti tiri kuita zvinotakabatana tichitarisa kwatakabva. Like I said, paipa kuti Julius Nyerere vakativo pasina peace Africa ibudirire. Saka tiri kuona isisi kuti iyo apartheid, iyo colonialism yanga yaka choka Africa. Takazvi sunungura mu colonialism ne apartheid. Nokuda kuti takabatana together varwiwe sununguko vainotrainwa kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Kunana Zambia, vachinotrainwa kunana Tanzania, China, you know, and all other countries. Vachidzoka vava varwi vanogona vakagona kusunungura nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka isisi Zimbabwe, SADC, AU, my agenda is set on. If we don't achieve all of them, to achieve some of them, because we've seen achievement from the past, because the history can only shape the future. Saka agenda that's not set, they will come to pass because we work together as unity, as an entity. And hinda kunyaya kuti vanhu vari kuti kuZimbabwe hakuna freedom, ndo zvandani chitini. I think tofana kutarisa nyaya on a case by case basis. Nyaya inonzi freedom kuZimbabwe vanhu havainzwisisi. Tofana kutarisa kuti tichitarisa, for example, last election, pakaita about almost close to 30 political parties vaikondesta. This is the last election yokuZimbabwe. Ngatitarise last election yokuUK ne last election yokuUSA kuAmerica. KuAmerica kwakuchingori ne two big political parties. Kwakune Democrat ne Republican ne zvimwe zvimaparty zvitikitiki zvisingazikamwi. Saka you see kuti kana tichitaura nyaya yedemocracy, tinonzi democracy chii? Around 1980, patakaita peace and reconciliation, unity accord, ZAPU ne ZANU-PF came together. Father Zimbabwe vakaita vice president of Zimbabwe. Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe vakaita president of the nation. Tikashanda zvakanaka, we achieved a lot of things together as a nation. Of course, we know good Papa Nyanza the tribalism and everything that we are still working on up to today. And I'm glad with the current president. He is not a tribalist person. He is working together with Vanokuma Tebeleland and all other ethnic groups in Zimbabwe. Right. Saka panyaya kunzi kuZimbabwe hakuna freedom. Freedom iri kutagwa nevanhu vanoda freedom yokuti kana vachiziva kuti nguva yeCovid ivo vobuda vonoprotesta vachinyeba kureva nhema kuti tiri kuda vanoprotesta nokuti inyaya yehanga hapana.
Let's bring in Miss Angela Stube in UK. And what this gentleman was saying, Miss Stube, his name is Regis Vusango. He is a member of ZANU-PF party. He is in North America. So he's saying that, some of the deliveries that Africans were fighting for have actually been done, you know, like land. For example, people have got land. People are happy with that. So do you have any reaction to that kind of thing? And he's saying there should be some kind of unity among Zimbabweans. There should be unity among Africans. Go ahead.
It's not all doom and gloom, right? kukhona okuhle osekwenzakile nge-African Union. Kasilahli konke. Okokuqala ikukhulula amazwe ukususa imbuso eyayingasiyo yabantu bonke. So in other words, ukufaka i-majority rule. Lokho kwenzakala. Esingani asikakulungisi kuhle. Yikuthi nxa sikhona leyo majority rule kwenziwani. So kusiba ngani abantu akusabuswana ngendlela enhle. Sibonile abantu begongodwa, sibonile imbhuqazwe, sibonile ama conflicts kuyalwiwa kwezinye indawo, kwamanye amazwe, kwezinye indawo vele lokho kungahambeki. So yona leyana la indaba ye-colonialism. Ezinye izinto ezazenziwe i-colonialism njengokufakwa kwamaqhuphula lani akukakhitshwa kwaphelela kwezinye indawo. Indaba yena singeni yokuthatha back umhlabathi. Ye, kwakuyinjongo enhle kodwa kayisahambanga ngendlela. Kulabanye abancedakeleyo kodwa ke ikakhulu kakusasizanga abantu okade vele kumele babe yibo abazuzayo. In other words, the common man, ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Kuthe sokuthethwe, kuthethwe bona bobasi, kuthethwe chef, abantu bakazana okuyibo abalwa impi, who actually bore the brunt of it, ababa phakathi kwabo ubuhlungu bakhona, abasazuzanga ngendlela. Njalo izinto abantu abazikhalelayo ukuthi uhulumende wabo abamkhangeleyo ukuthi abancede kabenzele imigwaqo, intuthuko, ukuthi bavule nje indlela zokuthi abantu bakwanise ukuqasa amabhizinisi, ukuthi abantu bazincede, ukuthi abantu balime okuncedayo, okuproductive, ongaseye lokhani kwakudala esasikwenza okwe-subsistence, okuthiwa simelela izulu. Silazo indawo ezinkulu okungafakwa inkalakatha zamadamu, abantu bathelezile, abantu balima umnyaka wonke. Kube yi-way of living ukuthi vele umnyaka wonke siyabe silima, sitshintsha, silima izilimo, sitshintsha, sitshintshanisa. Njengakhona ukhani kwakade vele sikuficile kusenziwa. EZimbabwe kathesi abantu sesidubeka ukudla. Abantu babelima ukudla, abantu ama-farmers, kumbe abalimi babelima ukudla kungene, kuthengiswe, abantu bazuze ukudla. So kuyini osokusehlula kathesi ukuthi sikulungise khonokho? Amabhizinisi sevalile amaningi. Kuyini okusehlula ukuthi sikulungise khonokho?
Yes,
what's the problem?
So say that in English. Just briefly, 1 minute.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Mr. Dube, is that the ideals of the African Union when it was started, I'm not saying all has been lost. I am saying that some of the things have been achieved, and those are things like the actual independence of the African states from colonialism. That has succeeded. However, it's the aftermath of that that still needs to be fine-tuned. So we still have other vices. We still have tribalism. We still have areas of conflict. We still have areas of difference. We are still emphasizing our areas of difference. And we are failing to unite the people in countries, in individual countries, and to an extent, the whole African continent. We are still too many pieces. In terms of Africa actually using its own resources, especially things like the soil, and developing ourselves further so that we can actually grow the food that we need, Africa can feed the whole world, and we are not tapping into those resources. Those resources are being mismanaged, they are being misused, and it looks like we almost don't have a program of how we can move things forward. The issue of democracy, we still haven't moved that forward. Because why should people be beaten up in this century, in this year? So those are still issues that we need to fine-tune. Africa needs a paradigm shift for it to move and to take its place in the world. If we were united, Africa should now be able to sit or at least have some representation, for example, in the Security Council, so that we can tell our own stories. Why is our story being told by others? We need to take back that story. We need to tell our story. We need to ourselves present ourselves positively so that we can make Africa a better place and be able for us to actually go back. None of us, a lot of people in the diaspora, Mr. Dube, don't want to live in diaspora. We are here because we are afraid of our own homes, our own places. We are not feeling safe. We are not feeling certain about
the future. Thank you, Mr. Dube. Thank you. Stay on the line. So let's let Umavelas. Go ahead, Umavelas.
Aha, ndiri kunzwa mai Dube apo vari kutaura chokwadi kuti vazhinji vari kuda kudzokera kuAfrica asi vari kutya nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Regei tibvatabvunza Choni Sompofu ari pano kuti zvakaoma here kuti vanhu vadzokere kuAfrica. Iye akamboenda ikoko, Muzvare Mpofu akamboenda ikoko vakaedza ivo kuti vapindewo muhurumende vachida kuti vabatsire nyika yeZimbabwe. Ngavambopinda tinzwe kuti zvakafamba sei. Uyezve tine veMDC vachange vari kuti vari kuya panapa vatawanda zvokura vati vari kuuya. Saka Gibbs, when you see him, please put him on. Let's hear from Choniso.
Choniso, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous. Before I answer your question, I want to comment on what the other guy spoke, said, the one from ZANU-PF. He was talking of this celebration of independence, of all these things. I don't see that because when you got just start Zimbabwe or Africa patiria zvinezvika.
You moved a bit. Can you again? Right, go ahead and don't move, please. Yeah, right there. Okay. Go ahead.
Vakataura ivo nezvekuti kucelebrata kuti vakacolonialism zvecolonization zvakapfuura takabva mudzvanyiriri tikapinda mupi. Iye zvezvi ngatisa macountries ese aripo ari muAfrica izvinezvi. Nyika yakaisosunuka chaiyo chaiyo ndeipi? Takabuda kubva kuvadzvanyiriri vechirungu handiitika. But adzvanyirirwa nevedu isusu, vanhu vedu isusu vakava the former, I mean, my fellow Zimbabweans. Saka, how can we celebrate independence in Africa, yes, in general? Can't you see more than you tese? Yes, yes, I said my countries, they don't comment at all, pakaitika anything. Yes, yes, vanajuwa, mamumivaka toru, wavakaitua, shuvakaitua. Did you hear any other country comment on this? They don't say anything. Yes, South Africa, vanivairoa, South Africa, vanivachipisko matai and everything else. But my countries, I can't comment, but you know, I cannot say when you catch it, when you are treating each other like that. Tobatana chirudzi. My leaders, Edu Achona, Varu Garapasi, Revashtaran, Musadaru Mamudu, they don't say anything. They are just quite like nothing has happened. Like I'm from Zimbabwe, and I don't want to comment for anything. So how this, I hope this NPF guy will come back. How do you expect unity in Africa when we are treating each other like crap like that? When I joined my mumbi, did you hear any other person from any other country at your comment? No. So if you are expecting to use Africa is going to be united, when each my country's end, we aren't united amongst ourselves, how can you expect unity amongst the African countries? It starts from my individual countries. Each country, I think I've unity, my country, my imom. There has to be peace within a country. For me to unite the Botswana and Malawi and Zambia. If I don't have peace within my country, there's nothing. Because if there's no peace, ZANU-PF, MDC, UNC, Zimbabwe, in my country, I don't support Malawi, maybe support the opposition in Malawi. They'll always be fighting. So as long as my countries, my leaders, my countries, Avo, inside the politics, then we can forget about unity in Africa.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you
so
very much.
Coming back, yeah. So coming back to, okay. To Marvelous, the question I put to you, will I go home? Yes, I'm going to go home. Am I going to go home into politics? No, never. I'm not going to go back to politics. But yes, I'll go home. Whether it's Nshanaka or Visnakunaka, I'm still going to go home. I was supposed to go home in a match, but then yeah, COVID, I couldn't. Doing my own projects as an individual, not aligned to any political party, not interested anymore, but as a Zimbabwean, just moving forward with my two as a community chat, just like that. Those are the participation.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I think, Marvelous, your question is answered. So maybe you can go to Den Moyo, then we'll take Mr. Mbuso Mtlanga. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Aha, saka vamoyo, muchiona ozvirikuitika imomo muAmerica, tinoona kuti nhasi izuva rezororo uyezve vari kurangarira ivo Memorial Day. I think ndo vakarwa hondo yemuno muAmerica. NeAfrica Day tichitarisawo kuti kuZimbabwe vanhu vakawanda pari zvino vari palockdown uyezve vari kuchema nyaya yenzara. Zvii zvamungatauriwo ipapo?
Ye, woti simbirise ke ubabu Dan Moyo. Ubabu Moyo, natakuzvarokora. Ye, babu Moyo, yasizwa?
Kofi TV la.
Ye.
Nyaxolisa.
Ye, kubeka
babu. Ye, no, ndanzwa lavenas, ndanzwa mbunzo wako. Kunoku America Memorial Day. Tingati equivalent to Heroes Day kumusha wako. Remember vanhu vakarwa vakafira muhondo masoja nevanhu vakadaro inini ndingati zvangu tine mafront line heroes andinoda kuti nditende vanhu vakaita samuzwa richioneso mpofa vari ku New York because ndo vanhu vari kurwa hondo yatirikuona ye COVID. Because COVID pachayo ihondo inotonida mafrontline troops kuti varwe nayo. Tirikuona kuti vari kutoikunda sezvataura kuti nhasi aenda kubasa akaudzwa kuti haiwa nhasi chimboenda unozorora hako hatikuniti. Zvoratidza kuti hondo iyi yatiri kurwisana nayo neCOVID tiri kuwinika. Asi kana tichitarisisa Africa Day pachayo kuti iri kuitiitira chii sevanhu sezvizvara zvemuAfrica kungova zuva rekucerebrata kuti kwakacreatwa AU sezvandataura kuti chinangwa chacho changa chiri very noble pekutanga because chaitaura nezveunity nezveupfumi nekubatana nedemokrasi. Asi zvinhu zvacho zvese izvo hatisi kuzoona anymore nezvokuitika manje because tikuona Africa iri divided, tikuona Africa iri kurwisa isingapromote demokrasi mumacountries akawanda akaita seZimbabwe. Tinoona maelections ari flawed asiri transparent. African Union haisi kupindira kuti taure chokwadi kuitira kuti isimudzire nyika idzi. Tikona poverty, tikona corruption, iri unprecedented because people, maoppressors, matswa atinawa, tikona vachibudirira neufumi, tikona motikari dzinodhura dzichipinda everyday muZimbabwe asi vanhu vachifa nenzara. So zvinhu zvakadaro zvinoitisa kuti zuva iri riluze ningirikiri credibility yaro. Necelebration yatafanira kuti tive nayo nemagoalposts avanogara vachingoshifta nhasi kwane agenda 2063 tikabvunzawo kuti mamwe maagenda akapfuura did we do a postmortem kuti takatadza pai kuti timakwanise zvese izvozvo zvavasi kuzviita varingorama kuona kungopusisa vanhu nekutaura kuti tichaita zvakadai kusina zviri kuitika.
Yes, if I can send to go for just 1 minute akucho kuti ubona njani kwange lokho.
Ye, ngiti mina ngokubona kwami besakhuluma ngapi America sikhuluma ngeMemorial Day. Ngisithi ngapi America iMemorial Day lilanga elikhulu kakhulu elokukhunjulwa kwalabo abasishiyayo abamabutho abashonayo belwela inkululeko zeAmerica. Ndilanga lapho esibona even umongameli uTrump laye nonkosikazi wakhe bavisita amangcwaba lapho okulele khona amaqhawe befaka ama-wreath lamaluba lento esifana lalezo ukukhumbuza umphakathi ukuthi hhayi i-freedom le esiyibonayo le yalwelwa ayizange ize nje kalula kula bantu abasishiyayo. Kodwa khangelisisa njengamanje sesilamaqhawa amatsha afana labo sisuchiboniso mpofu laba abaseNew York yiwo ama-front line heroes ethu abalwisana igciwane leli ele-COVID-19 ngoba yiyo impi esesibhekane layo khona manje and impi yakhona iyabulala umhlaba wonke jikelele sibona ama statistics asavisayo ngoba sekule more than 3 million abantu abay infectiweyo sekufe more than 300, that's over a quarter million people, and ama number akona lokho eqhubeke siyaphambili. So ama frontline heroes lama heroines zethu yibo bona laba abasebenza ezibhedlela, siyababonga kakhulu ngoba kungayisibo angazi ukuthi ngabe sesikuphi manje. So yes, and then masingena ke ku-Africa Day, mina bengithi Africa Day ayisatshengisi umbono wayo yaqala ngawo ukuhlanganisa isizwe se-Afrika lokuletha umnotho le ntuthuko. Sesibona nje abantu esingathi ama-rulers emazweni e-Afrika bezinakelela bona betshontsha ama-resources awelizwe awe-continent bewasa kubo-China, bethengisa ama-rights ama-land rights to ama-China asegcwele e-Africa laphana. So i-Africa Day is starting to lose meaning yayo nje, sekuyi-tokenism nje.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke Moyo, sithole bambe khonapho-ke. Singakayi kubaba uMhlanga, sike sibone sokule satellite entsha sokumele ukuthi nxa lilalela i-Studio 7 le kiyo. So we've got a new satellite. So let's hear what all this is about, because I think this is very exciting, marvelous. So we've got this new satellite, and let's hear what it is all about.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES-5 ku-band le-C-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola ku-Intelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku VOA Ndebele, la ku Twitter ku VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Ye, ithi laba ke sasile satellite likhumbule khonoko ke siye kubaba uMhlanga. Baba uMhlanga, ungawutshona njani?
No, ngitshonile baba uDube, utshona njani wena?
Yes, tshona kahle sibili. Nxa sikhuluma nge-Africa Day sibili, siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abathi Africa Day ayisela meaning le nto ezinjalo. So ngamafitshane wena uyibona njani kwezethu silethe owe-ZANU-PF la akathi fahlafahla?
Ya, njengoba nitshilo vele nasemini laphayana Dube ukuthi i-Africa Day actually sekuyi-day because it has been there, but does really not make any sense ukuthi sibe nayo i-African Union yet e-US commemorator ngelanga le-Africa lona lelo. So njengoba nje vele amazwe e-Africa azihluphekela, singazi uye kuliphi ilizwe uzothola ukuthi vele kubi. Sikhuluma nje thina esisemzansi lana lathi we're having ama-challenges amaningi kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. One, thina ama-Africans abantu abamnyama asizwanani. Thina ama-Africans njengabantu abamnyama asithandani, and angazi ukuthi why we still have that belief yokuthi umuntu owa-createlwe i-border ngomunye umuntu owavela kude le. Today those same borders sesenza sengathi yizwe ezibalula ukuthi wena akusimuntu, wena mina ngingumuntu o-right. Just across the river from, say, South Africa to Zimbabwe, abantu sekubonakala sengathi akusibo bantu abangaphila nabanye abantu, sengathi mhlawumbe zinyamazana. So umuntu omnyama uzonda umuntu omnyama, but ma kunomlungu phakathi, umuntu omnyama ukhetha ukuthanda umuntu omhlophe. So this Africa Day, mina vele kusiya ngami nje, they shouldn't even talk about it now ngoba ayisincedi ngalutho, ayisiletheli khonokhani ukuthi njengama-Africans siyabambana, sithandane. Even nawo amazwe ethu siyahlupheka, abanye bathule babuka nje kusenzakala, basitshela ukuthi ngokwabo they must solve their own problem. So where does this African Union come in manje mase kuthi ngoba akula lana ekhuluma khona lama regional organizations athule asho lutho, baqambelana amanga everyday mabehlangana ukuthi hayi sesifuna kube nje but nothing is on the ground. So it's a useless organization, and this day must just be forgotten in our lives.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. I think let's go back to the ZANU-PF representative here, and that is Mr. Regis F. Vusango. I think we are trying to get hold of him. Vusango, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Gibbs, I'm here.
Yeah, right. So we've got a lot of issues here. We see that some people that are in this program are saying, you know, in terms of ZANU-PF, you are pretending as if you want unity, because at the end of the day, there is no freedom in Zimbabwe. And they are saying that according to what is happening in Zimbabwe, there's absolutely no independence at all. So people are really complaining about this kind of an issue. So now go ahead and make a response. Make it very short. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me say this to you. We used to have a one-party state in Zimbabwe during the 1980s. We came together, I think ZANU-PF and ZAPU came together. The father Zimbabwe became the vice president. From there, we started having mushroom political parties. If you look at last year's election, we had close to 30 political parties contesting to take the presidentialship of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So when a Zimbabwean is saying in their own country, there is no freedom. And let's for example, for people who live in the United States, the previous election, it was only the Republican, the Democrat, and probably two small parties that don't exist. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for over 250 years. America has been there for over 250 years. And as a democracy, who can teach democracy, Zimbabwe or America? We have so many political parties, and they are free to do their rallies and everything. And now we say Zimbabwe, there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. Right now there's freedom of speech. People can do whatever they want. If people didn't protest and demonstrate during the COVID time, mm-hmm. where we are trying to keep the numbers down, divulge the law, and then they want to say because of that, there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. You can't have freedom all you want even here in the United States. It does not work like that. I think Zimbabweans need to be schooled what is democracy, because a lot of our people don't understand what is democracy. Mm-hmm. Democracy mm-hmm. don't come on a silver platter. It's something that has to be constituted, and somebody is there to govern that democracy. And in Zimbabwe, I'm telling you, my brother, my sisters, Zimbabwe has got so much freedom than most other African countries. To really look at it, really. Let's not look at it on a political party view, where I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC, etc., etc. Let's look at what the events that are happening in Zimbabwe right now. We have got the political party, opposition political parties going back and forth on their own. And every time there's an issue, people say ZANU-PF is the problem. Political parties fight in their own internal issues, and because they know that they did not do things the right way, at the end of the day, someone says ZANU-PF is involved. When someone go on the street to protest during COVID time, where we are trying to keep the numbers down so that we don't spread, all over the world, you cannot, when there's a lockdown, you cannot go out and try to do something that is undemocratic.
Mr. Vusango, I think Marvelous has got a question for you here.
Yes. Actually, I was hoping that we could actually have MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, because what Mr. Vusango is saying, I think, is really aimed at the opposition MDC. Asika va Vusango, vangu varu kuchema chema vachiti, murukutaura izvi. Kuti Zimbabwe parizvino pane yatingati freedom ya murikutaura iyi, asi vamwe vanenge vari mune zvinhu vatongerwe nyika vari kuti aiwa vanhu vari kumbunyikizwa, vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipambwa, vachishunguruzwa, vachisungwa zvisina tarisiro, munoona seizvozvo.
Saka ndoda kuti nimuzive vanhu veZimbabwe ngavazivezvo kuti kana even kunoko, if you do zvinhu zvakaita mafunny games akaita sezviya, and they find out that these were all fabricated lies, you will go to jail for that. Saka we want to make sure people understand kuti freedom chi. You can talk all you want, you can criticize anyone you want in Zimbabwe, you can do whatever you want, but you have to know that whatever you are doing is within the law. You are not infringing anybody's right. as a citizen. And this is what we want people, our people to know. Let's be educated as far as freedom, what is freedom. Thank you very much. As we celebrate Africa Day, unity is the the backbone of our strength, is the backbone of us as Zimbabwe to achieve all our goals, is the backbone of food on the table, is the backbone of jobs on the jobs for everyone. So we want to make sure that we unite together as a country so that our people can see a result. Let us unite as Zimbabwe like other countries who are united for one cause. Thank you.
Let's bring in Ms. Dube in this kind of equation. I think she may actually say one or two things. Ms. Dube, can you chip in here? Just 1 minute.
Sorry, I missed part of his contribution, Mr. Sango. Right. So I think this is a multi-layered issue. The first thing is, why are people actually breaking the curfew or the need to be on lockdown and not go out? So there is more underlying issues there. So people are poor. People have nothing to eat. People are living day to day. Unemployment is 90%. So even this working from home, the way that Zimbabwe is now an informal trade system, there is no working from home. You couldn't get anything to eat.
But so in this case, Ms. Dube, you are saying that There's democracy in Zimbabwe, and people are just complaining that they are being intimidated and all these kind of things. It's fake. So he says there's nothing like that.
Right. So democracy, it depends on where you sit. So democracy is a perception and where you are. So if you are in the vantage position of you being lording it over other people, then there's democracy. But if you are actually, as a woman, you are actually in danger of being abused, being brutalized, so it brings in the gender issues. So the democracy is not just about the right to vote. It's about the right to life and the right to activity and the right to choice. So those are not necessarily there. So Zimbabwe does preach democracy, Zambia is a democratic government and all that. But it's actually the actions that determine whether there is democracy or not. So in my view, there is not democracy in Zimbabwe at the moment.
So let's hear from Babu Tenmoyo. In democracy, let's address Jared Zimbabwe. Is there any democracy? People are complaining a lot, and maybe you're complaining too, right?
Yeah, democracy is a fallacy in Zimbabwe because genuine democracy does not oppress individuals. Genuine democracy allows for people's choices to be respected. And we do not see that. We're seeing harassment of individuals. We saw people being killed in August. We saw people being killed in January for merely demonstrating their dissatisfaction with the way the elections were conducted and so on and so forth. The army is being used as an extension of the ruling force. Instead of being defenders of the nation, they are being used as an extension. They are being used as ZANU-PF militia now to beat people around, kill people, and we do not see any action being taken.
Mr. Moyo, thank you very much. I think our time is up, and maybe Marvelous has got the last word in today's discussion. So I think 30 seconds, Marvelous.
I want to know tenda vese vangavari pano pachirongwa chedu apo tanga tiri kutarisa pamusoro penyaya yezuva reAfrica Day kuti Africa Day iri kurangarirwa sei pasi pedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus.
Yeah, so I wish to take this time to actually thank Mr. Ten Moyo, who's the MDCT North America Provincial Chairperson. I also wish to thank Ms. Angela Stube, former Provincial Administrator, Matabeleland South Province, and Mr. Mbuto Mkana, he is based in South Africa, and then Mr. Regis Vusango, a ZANU-PF activist based in Canada, and Ms. Chioniso Mpofu. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.